Hello all, and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Now, today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be talking about a brother from the motherland again, a man by the name of Mike Edunuga, who is the second richest Nigerian in the country of Nigeria. He is a Nigerian billionaire businessman, and his company Globacom is Nigeria's second largest telecom operator and has a presence in both Ghana and Benin, as well as Nigeria. He owns stakes in the Equatorial Trust Bank and the oil exploration firm Conoil. He's estimated in Forbes to be worth $5.8 billion as of 2017, which makes him the second wealthiest Nigerian behind Aliko Dangote, who we previously did an episode on. But now, to give a little background history on Mike Edunuga, he was born April 29, 1953. His father was a school teacher, while his mother was a businesswoman of royal Ijebu descent. Now, Mike Edunuga received his secondary school education at the Ibadan Grammar School, and a comprehensive high school was where he got his high school diploma, or his high school certificate, as it's known out in Nigeria. To pay for his university education, he worked as a taxi driver, and he graduated from Northwestern Oklahoma State University and Pace University in New York with degrees in business administration. After that, in 1990, he received a drilling license, and in 1991, his Consolidated Oil struck oil in the shallow waters of southwestern Ondo State in Nigeria, the first indigenous oil company to do so in commercial quantity. He was also issued a conditional GSM license in 1999, and after it was revoked, he received the second one when the government held an auction in 2003. After that, he then formed, as well as his business in oil, he also formed a telecom company called Globacom, which spread quickly and started to challenge the giant MTN Group, which is a South African telecommunications group. But his Globacom became a competitor to the MTN Group. It launched services in Benin in 2008 and has continued to spread across Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, with more licenses currently being prospected in other West African countries. He was also named the African Entrepreneur of the Year at the first African Telecom Awards in August 2007. Now, we can't talk about the good without talking about the bad, and unfortunately, in 2009, he was detained for money laundering by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. He left Nigeria and lived in London until he was granted a pardon by the new regime. And in 2015, he made a takeover bid to purchase the Ivorian mobile telecoms operator for $600 million. So even after that, he still was doing big business and making even more money. Unfortunately, in June 2016, it was revealed that he was being pursued for a combined debt of $140.5 million after his company Conoil failed to pay debts that it owed to a French oil giant company, Total. Bellhop, another company that's owned by him, had an interim injunction placed on it by the High Court in Lagos after it failed to pay $9.4 million owed to the U.S. oil and gas firm Baker Hughes. But despite, you know, any of the bad that was mentioned as far as him being detained for money laundering, or, you know, his company owing money to different companies, just the fact that a man who started off, you know, royalty, his mother came from royalty, his dad was a school teacher, so in a way he kind of came from humble beginnings. And just the fact that a man who worked as a taxi driver to pay for his university education later became a billionaire, a multi-billionaire worth at this point almost $6 billion, that in itself is a huge contribution to Black history that should and needs to be highlighted. So, Mike Edunuga, we thank you for your contribution, and we salute you for it as you continue to make big moves in business and be an example to other Nigerians and other Africans who may look to you as a businessman, as someone who they can look up to in business, and maybe add to the list of African and Black American billionaires that we have now. It's only a small amount of us on that list, and hopefully your example and other examples that we'll highlight on Everyday Black History can help there to be more Black billionaires in the world soon. So once again, we thank you for your contribution and we salute you for it. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. As I mentioned, you know, do you if you want, you can look up Mike Edunuga on your own and just see, you know, his life, his business, and things that he's done to make his wealth, and how cool it is to have, you know, a Nigerian businessman, you know, who started from humble beginnings to make it to where he is today. So once again, as I say, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Everyday Black History, and feel free always to, you know, help a brother out. You know, on Anchor now, you can, you know, donate money to help us to keep, you know, the Everyday Black History podcast going. And so we appreciate the love and the support and the listens, and stay tuned for the next episode.